The following program has been furnished and paid for by Ask the Expert Show. KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Ask the Expert Show with local experts in the field of health, legal, financial, and home improvement. Now, here's your host, Gary Knight.
Yes, I am the aforementioned Gary Knight. I hope you're having a great weekend, what's left of it. And this is Ask the Experts. Today, we got John Moody and the Moody Law Group, and they deliver. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a number right now, and we'll give you the number. I know you're probably driving. It's hard to write down while you drive. You should always pull over before you write things down. It's the Moody Law Group, and you can call them today at 713-773-5526. 713-773. I almost lost that. 5526. And I want to welcome John Moody. John, thank you. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, today's show, you do a lot of things we've done over the last few shows. You're going to be talking about commercial real estate financing. So tell me the basic ways to finance commercial real estate.
Yeah, I thought I would just try to give kind of cover the basics with commercial real estate finance and give everybody just some tips that we've learned over the last 20 years and working with our clients. You know, really the basic loans that we see are you know, what I call acquisition loans. We do a lot of construction loans, a lot of permanent loans, mezzanine, bridge loans, and they kind of fall into two different categories, recourse and non-recourse financing.
Okay. How about starting the process of getting a loan? How do you go about that?
Well, you know, I think there's probably two basic ways that we see with our clients. One way is working with a mortgage broker. There's a lot of great mortgage brokers out there here in Houston that really help our clients match their financing needs with lenders. So they'll look at kind of what type of project you have, how the size of your loan, the age of your product, and they can kind of match and figure out which lenders have programs that fit your needs. And the other way to go is just, you know, you just go to your bank, or you go to one of these insurance companies or a CMBS lender direct and fill out a loan application. And from that process, you typically get a term sheet or a loan commitment from the lender.
Oh, okay. The Moody Law Group is with us. John Moody, 713-773-5526. Now, your clients include, I'm going to bring this up, I think it's in the spot also, whether we play the commercial developers, right, owners, small businesses, public companies, investors, and private equity funds. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have a pretty diverse base of clients, but I'll tell you, we really focus just on commercial real estate. So my team that we've built over the last 10, 14 years is really based around the commercial real estate industry and helping our clients with their commercial, buying, selling, leasing, and financing. We're talking about financing today, commercial real estate.
Okay, commercial real estate financing. You mentioned a term sheet earlier. Are you able to negotiate the terms with the lender?
Yeah, to some degree, some lenders have items that are effectively non-negotiable, but I think that's where it really helps to have someone who's experienced with the type of loan that you're seeking. And I think, that's where mortgage brokers can certainly add value, and that's where, attorneys that have experience can add value. Someone to kind of help you look at what the term sheet or the loan commitment, the terms, and help you get to, more market and ways to help the borrower. And, once you sign the term sheet with the lender or the loan commitment, you're really obligating yourself to certain things. You're agreeing to pay the cost of appraisals. You're agreeing to pay a lot of the lender's due diligence expenses and attorney's fees. So it's important before you sign that to know to know legally what you're getting into and what the lender is agreeing to do with their loan, and make sure that it matches, because you're obligating yourself to pay the lender's expenses at that point.
Do you mention that one way or the other in your little and talk with them when they're there?
Yes.
They should know it anyway.
Yeah, they should know it anyway. But right, we try to make sure our clients understand what they're signing up for.
They probably, some of the ones that are just newly getting into this commercial real estate loan, they probably have a lot of questions for you.
And I think, that's where certainly we can really add value, just because we have experience. We've dealt with all types of lenders, all types of loans at this point, and we really can kind of help give new clients, certainly clients that are kind of new to the business, or we just helped a client with their kind of the first commercial real estate purchase a few weeks ago, and we really kind of helped explain really what they were getting into, help guide them through the process.
We're talking about the commercial real estate loan. Briefly, what information is typically required by lenders on this?
Yeah, and it really depends on the type of loan and the type of product. It can be a lot of information. Some could be a little, but I can tell you we did a show a few weeks ago just on due diligence, and the lender is going to do a lot of their own due diligence to underwrite the loan. They're going to look at the financial statements on the real estate, kind of the operating statements, the mm-hmm. rent rolls, the budgets. If it's a construction loan, the costs and that kind of thing. They're going to look at the financial statements for the borrower and for the guarantor. They're going to require a bunch of fees, application fees and deposits to cover their expenses. Then they kind of start looking at the borrower's organizational documents. Most commercial real estate is owned either in a corporation or a limited liability company or a partnership, some type of entity. They want to look at all those types of documents.
What do they look like? What are...
It really depends on the borrower, and maybe I should do a show just on different types of entities that we see and work with for commercial real estate. But it's going to depend, and I'll tell you, we'll talk a little bit more about different types of loans, and different types of lenders require very specific organizational documents and structures for them to issue loans. But once you kind of have that commitment, I'll tell you most lenders, they sort of have a process.
Okay.
And a checklist and a thing that part of getting to the deal closed is just making sure that the lender has everything on their checklist, the I's dotted, the T's crossed, and so they can effectively close the loan.
We're talking with John Moody, the Moody Law Group. Their number is 713-773-5526. And what is your website? I just forgot it a minute ago.
It's www.moodylawgroup.com.
All right, we'll return in just a minute to Ask the Experts on AM 700 KSUV with the Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Moody Law Group delivers business-minded legal advice to commercial real estate clients. Their clients include developers, owners, small businesses, public companies, investors, and private equity funds. No matter your size, their goal is to help you get your real estate deal done, well-planned, on time, and on budget. Moody Law Group is focused around helping clients to develop, buy, sell, lease, and finance commercial real estate projects. If you need legal assistance on your next commercial real estate project, please contact the Moody Law Group today at 713-773-5526. That's 713-773-5526.
And we are back as the experts. I'm Gary Knight. We have John Moody, the Moody Law Group. Are you in charge of this, or just you singly?
No,
people involved, I guess.
Some days I feel like I'm in charge, but we've built a team. We've got six. We just added another attorney last week, which is exciting. We've
Great.
Got six attorneys, two paralegals, and then two. So I've got an office manager and then a executive assistant.
Very good. You seem like things are getting good.
Things are getting good. Things are busy.
Commercial real estate financing is what we're doing in the show today. What are some of the other types of documents you see on a commercial real estate loan, John?
Well, you know, again, it's going to vary from the type of loan, from the type of lender, really to the loan amount, and just the type of the underlying commercial real estate will kind of drive the documentation. And you know, at the heart of every loan, there's always a promissory note and a deed of trust. That the note is really just a promise to pay the money back with interest, and the deed of trust is a pledge of the real estate as collateral for the loan, and that allows the lender to, you know, effectively sell the real estate if you don't pay the loan back or break that promise to pay the money back. And then, you know, you can it can get more, you know, depending on the type of loan, you'll see more and more documentation. And, you know, there's sometimes a guarantee. Sometimes there's an environmental indemnity and other, you know, documents. Sometimes it's 10 documents. Sometimes it's, you know, 30. Just depends on the deal type.
Well, you have somebody help you with doing that, probably a regular document person, right?
Yes, sir.
Sounds like a lot of work to me. As a lawyer, how do you help your clients with financing their commercial real estate projects?
You know, I think where we add value is just from our experience and kind of coming up with we've developed a process and really a checklist to kind of help our clients, and through our experience we really know what is expected. We really try to help our clients what I call be proactive and really get ahead of the process.
Yeah.
There's always things that come up on every deal, and I think our experience is really what helps us solve problems. It really helps us get through the due diligence process with the lender's underwriting, dealing with any issues with the underlying asset, dealing with issues with the organizational documents. Like I mentioned earlier, the lender's checklist, you know, we've seen thousands of them at this point. We sort of know, we really know what's expected, and you know, we know when our clients want to take an asset to market to get a new loan or to refinance, we help work with them before they even get to that application phase, to where we make sure their documents are in order, we make sure surveys are in order, and just so we have as clean and as a complete presentation as we can when they go to make that application. And it really helps the process go more smoothly. You know, I think where I've seen deals get more expensive, especially from a lender's counsel standpoint, I think borrowers, you know, have to pay their legal fees, but they also have to pay the legal fees of the lender. So, you know, they're having to pay two sets of attorneys on these types of deals. And where attorneys can get more expensive is when they have to, you know, I call it touch, but it's really, you know, work on the same thing over and over and over again without getting it resolved. And so what we try to do is help the lender's attorney really do things one time. And that really, if the lender and the lender's attorney can be more efficient, and if we can help that process along, then we've effectively added value and help save money for our clients. And the other thing that we usually have to do on commercial real estate loans is write an opinion letter to the lenders to the lender. And you know, you've got to get, whenever you're borrowing money on a commercial real estate project and you have to provide an opinion, you want your lawyer that's having to give the opinion to really know what they're doing and to have done it before, because that's another area, if they don't have the experience doing it, it'll be more expensive, and we can kind of help manage that process and help get that done.
You're talking about lenders. Do you sometimes give them information on lenders, or do they have to go out and find their own lenders?
You know, we work with so many, and I'll tell you, my firm, we are always on the borrower side. So you know, our clients, like you mentioned, are developers, they're investors, they're public companies, they're REITs, they're effectively borrowers, and pretty much, you know, some real estate deals are done for all cash, but I'll tell you, most real estate deals are done with financing. And our clients are typically always on the borrower side, and sometimes we do make recommendations if it's if it's a project that you know we've seen before, and we've seen lenders that have lent money on that type of project, we have made introductions certainly in the past.
So if the construction loan doesn't have a mini perm or permanent loan option, what does the borrower do when the construction loan is up?
Yeah, that's a great question. So with you know, like we talked about, so many of our clients are developers and taking out construction loans. And construction loans are usually, you know, just for a short period of time. It's to get the project built, it's to get the project stabilized, and what stabilized usually means is, you know, if you're building an office building, that you get the office building built, you get the tenants into the space and starting to pay rent, and that allows you to have some income, and that allows you to pay your mortgage or pay your loan, and usually most construction financing, at least the stuff that we usually work on, is done by a local bank or a bank. And it's usually for, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 years. And, you know, at the end, once your project is built, you need to get out of the construction loan and go to a permanent loan, which is, you know, it says permanent, but most quote permanent loans are 5 to 10 to 15 years in length. And usually the construction loan is just kind of an interest-only payment, whereas once you get into a permanent loan, it has an amortization schedule where you're paying interest plus some type of principal installment to reduce the amount of the debt.
We're talking to Moody Law Group, and John Moody is with us today. And you mentioned earlier, I was going to jump in, but why not now? Good time as any. CMBS loans. What is a CMBS loan?
Well, it stands for Commercial Mortgage-Backed Security. And, you know, you probably remember the mortgage financial crisis back in 2007, 2009 timeframe. And there was a great book called The Big Short. And actually, that was a pretty good movie with Steve Carell and others. And,
excellent.
And they were out of favor for a while, but they've always been around. And I would tell you, in short, what it is, it's you know, what lenders will do is they'll make these permanent loans on real estate assets, you know, like we said, for a 5-10 year period,
okay.
And they'll take a pool of them from, you know, usually from across the country, that have similar ratings, similar quality of assets, and they'll put those pools together, and they'll sell them as a package. Institutions can buy into a large pool of loans and get a yield, you know, get their interest rates. And I can tell you from a borrower standpoint, CMBS loans are good in the sense they usually are non-recourse financing, meaning that if the project fails or the loan defaults, usually the only thing that happens is the lender takes the asset back, and they don't have a claim against the borrower. So it's, you know, non-recourse against the borrower, except in certain exceptions.
So that's the only disadvantage of a CMBS?
Well, that's a benefit, I think, of having that non-recourse financing. It's usually lower interest rates. It's usually cheaper. And, you know, I would tell you some of the disadvantages of it are it's usually more complicated to meet. The requirements of the borrower are more strenuous. We talked earlier about organizational documents. CMBS loans require usually very specific type of entity structure. They require a special purpose entity, usually one that's what they call bankruptcy remote, meaning it's virtually impossible to put your entity into the borrower into bankruptcy. And it's usually more expensive. It's usually more expensive in terms of legal fees, all the structuring that you have to do, and all the requirements and hurdles you have to meet. Usually takes a little more time and costs a little bit more money. But the benefits are it's usually non-recourse, and it's usually lower rate. So
is it harder to get? Or you have to have great credit for this?
Yeah. You have to really fit within a, you know, depending on what type of
structure
you have and what type of asset you have. Like there's CMBS money for, you know, apartments. There's CMBS money for for shopping centers, you know, but wow. but your asset has to meet certain qualifications for you to fit within one of these programs.
What are alternatives for permanent loans?
Well, you know, I think, you know, alternative to the CMBS debt, you know, we see a ton of loans with life insurance companies, with insurance companies that are out there. Mm-hmm. And now I tell you, a lot of the banks are offering very competitive loans, permanent loans on commercial real estate assets. And I was talking to some of my banker friends about it, and they just said, you know, we've been lending money, you know, construction money on these great assets with great borrowers, and we just realized it makes sense to keep these loans in place. So a lot of them now are offering, we talked about mini perms and permanent, where you can, you know, take your construction loan and convert it to a permanent loan with your same lender.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, you know,
in some respects it
can be, in the sense that, you know, you've got most of those banking relationships that my clients have are you know, kind of long-term relationships. Mm-hmm. I think I'll tell you, if there's any kind of issue or problem or something changes during the time of your loan, it's so much easier to sit down with your local banker and talk about it and work through solutions if you're able to. Where if you get into a problem with your CMBS loan, it's usually costs more money, fees, and it's real complicated to make a change to your loan because it's been effectively sold into these mortgage pools. And so it's very hard to change the terms. And so with your local bank, I'd tell you, one of the benefits is you usually can you get a little more flexibility. But, you know, usually the local banks will require a guarantee. And a guarantee means you have recourse financing. And that means, you know, that you have to show it you have to show the guarantee on your financial statement as a liability. So that's really the difference. Where if you're in a CMBS package, it's usually non-recourse.
Do most people go with the local bank?
It just,
or is it starting? How long has these CMBS loans been around?
Years? They've been around a long time, and I can't remember when they really took off. But
they're popular now, though. Huh?
Yeah, they're back in popularity. Wow. 2019 was a huge year for CMBS debt again. Yeah.
Wow, great. Any other advice you can offer the people listening?
Well, you know, I think you know, at Moody Law Group, we love to help your listeners with any of their commercial real estate financing needs or their commercial real estate projects. Mm-hmm. We do anything from smaller deals. We work on deals, you know, over $100 million, pretty large transaction. And we do hundreds of them a year. We've got a lot of experience. And I would just say, you know, if you need help, or if you're planning to refinance or get a construction loan on your commercial real estate, just go with somebody who knows what they're doing. They can really help you get the process done more efficiently and more cost effectively.
The Moody Law Group and John Moody, we've got like 4 or 5 minutes left. And did you want to highlight anything else or make sure a takeaway that the people would like to know what's going on here? Some of these people are brand new, and they're saying, "What? Get them change their mind because they're saying, I don't know if I should do this. You know, you get cold feet.
I
would get cold feet.
Well, you know, it's usually, you know, when you're signing up for one of these loans, it's usually, you know, a pretty big commitment in terms of expenses. Like I mentioned, you're having to pay the lender's expenses, the lender's attorney's fees, in addition to your expenses. And, you know, I think really the takeaway that I would give is before you even get the lender involved in the process is talk to somebody who's been through the process before, who can help you get organized, look at what you currently have, and kind of help you understand what you need to do. You know, help you get all your documentation together, help you clean up your documents, help you clean up and present well to the lender, because where things can go, you know, awry or drag out or cost more than they should is when you kind of go in there haphazardly, not knowing what you're doing.
But you're going to, you know, you've been through this so many times, you can probably tell them right off the bat, this isn't going to work this way, or here's something better to do with this loan that you're going to get.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's where we can really add value is just kind of we've kind of been there and done that before, and we've done it with, you know, we've learned a lot from our clients over the years. We've learned a lot from the lenders over the years. You know, frankly, I've learned a lot from other attorneys that I've worked with on the other side of the deals. And I think all that collective knowledge, you know, we can use to help our clients get through the process and get through it efficiently and get your deal done.
I mean, some of these clients that come that's been doing this for like 20 or 30, it's a piece of cake walk in the park for them, I would imagine.
Yeah, we have some of our clients are you know, very well organized. They're doing, you know, a lot of projects every year. They have, you know, really a system down, and they work with a lot of the same lenders over and over and over again. So the documentation from that standpoint is effectively standardized, you know, where
yeah.
I know with my client going, you know, my client does a deal with this bank, what it's going to look like and how we're going to get it done.
Very good. It's been a pleasure. I learned a lot from it because I've never had a commercial real estate loan.
Well, thank you. But thanks for having me.
This is by appointment only number, correct?
Yes.
713-773-5526. And your
website? Yeah, my website is moodylawgroup.com.
Moody Law Group, right? John Moody, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And y'all have a great weekend on Ask the Experts. AM 700 KSCB, we're the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Thanks again for tuning in for another Ask the Expert show right here on AM 700 KSCB.